Lord, give us your peace that passes our understanding. Such peace guards our hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Lauren Hennessy, thank you very much.
Aloha. Thank you, Keith.
That is the girl's lover. I am not out of line saying that.
Nope.
I see these Twitters. You guys tell each other you love each other yet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who made the first move?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at that. And did she reciprocate properly?
She did.
Or did she need more time to think about it?
She reciprocated exactly perfectly.
When I told her I loved her, I said, of course you do. You need a place to stay.
I said that.
Yeah. Enda said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lauren, she knows how to do it properly now. She's maturing.
She's maturing. Little by little.
And Kyle Thompson is with us as well. He was working on orders all day long, I don't mind saying.
All motherfucking day.
Your books are going out. Your CDs are going out. Your shirts are going out.
Yeah.
And I don't think Kyle proves that we have a excellent deal at keithandthegirl.com/store that gets you a free Team Keith and the Girl t-shirt. Do you see these Twitters? I'm doing some promotion. You're like, you motherfucker.
I don't get mad, but my heart sinks a little, like, oh, that's a lot of work. And I'm the only intern now because Newsy moved to Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's like, it's a lot of fucking work. But I'm glad to do it. And I pushed out a lot of shit today. So yeah. You guys are going to get all your stuff. I'm excited for you.
I like when Kyle comes in and he goes, so what's this promo? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
What's it today?
Yes.
So Kyle, how did you react when, I mean, how did Hamna react when you said, I love you?
I don't know. She didn't take it too well. It was kind of awkward. How did you react when I told her that shit?
This show, by the way, it's brought to you by DEMacShop.com. DEMacShop.com. They fix Macs. What do you need from them? The Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware. Wherever you're at, get on a plane. It's just half hour south of Philly. They offer Macintosh hardware upgrades and repairs, advanced networking, data migration, and on or off-site training. To learn more, visit the Mac Shop's website. What is it?
DE Mac Shop.
That's right, .com. Stop by the shop if you want. If you're new school. It doesn't even matter.
You know what? I'm so retarded. Actually, Lauren's Mac is on its way out. It's on its last legs. And hello, this is our sponsor. So we might be getting in touch after the show.
Yeah. Stop by.
I'm going to knock on their door. We're driving to Philly right after this.
Only half hour away from Philly.
real close. You know, while we're talking about stores and shops and stuff, I did have to say, when you're on the Keith and the Girl store, make sure your address is right, please, before you send your order out. Please. For my sake. God damn it. Please.
Keeping you on your toes, that's all.
Please do it for me. I'd appreciate it.
He's the intern that yells at you.
We were packing books, and we came across...
What's that?
What was it? Some city with, like, a completely different country. I mean, it was... Remember? It was a town you were like...
There are some cities... That the we work on the post office system, of course. So there are some cities.
What other system would we work off of?
I don't fucking know. But you know, people don't know that you can actually have the post office in your home like that. We plug
right.
it into
like
the post office, yeah. And there's some cities where the machine goes, no, that's not the city, and it just switches it for you, and you're like,
yeah, it was
no,
like Pittsburgh. It was Pittsburgh. It was like Pittsburgh, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
something.
And we're like, yeah.
And we Googled it. We're like, where's Pittsburgh, Hawaii? It doesn't exist.
So Kyle's saying, you can order drunk.
Yeah.
Just set up your account sober.
Yeah, please. It's not that hard. Google your own address and see if it comes up. Because when I Google it, it doesn't. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you should. It is a treat. Here, one day we're going to turn on the cameras and mics while Kyle's working. And first, we're going to start the day with him seeing my Twitter. Kyle's busy today, so go get him. keithandthegirl.com/store. And you can hear his reaction when I'm in the bathroom and he thinks nobody's looking. You motherfucker.
Yeah, no. The motherfucker comes when I'm like, I just go, okay, done with all the issues that people have sent me. Because, like, doing the actual orders is fine. It's just, you know, it's a lot of busy work, but right. It's fine. But it's when I get these emails from these people. And, you know, whatever. You know if you sent me a fucking email. But
like psychological issues? But,
yeah, no, just like, can I please confirm that you sent me this? All right, here's the confirmation. All right, I still haven't seen it. Can I please have a what the fuck do you want me to do? What the hell do you want me to do? I can't help you. And you just keep asking me over and over again. It's very frustrating.
Should I break up with my girlfriend?
At first, Kyle was like, yeah, I can answer the questions. I think we finally broke Kyle.
Yeah,
we finally broke in. He's finally really 21 years old and a full-grown curmudgeon.
Our job, having you as an intern, is to get you ready for the real world.
Right.
Oh, this is like some fucking parable lesson or whatever.
No,
like?
No, this is the real world.
Oh.
People are stupid.
Yeah. Well, I have this theory that I'd like to share with you guys. You know the food pyramid? You know, like it's sure. got the grains at the bottom and you go up. And the, right. the tippy top, there's the sugar. And that's like the little triangle at the top. And it's used sparingly, right? I have a theory that all the smart people in the world fit in the sugar. And the rest of the world is the rest of the fucking pyramid. It's like 90%. Everyone's fucking retarded.
You know, I he told me this a while ago. He mm-hmm. shares this theory with people once he starts going. I think like 1.5 beers in, you get the theory.
Yeah, that's true.
And...
Because I don't really get the theory. You're saying there's...
He's saying 10% of human beings
yeah, I get
are
it.
Okay. And so
let me break it down to
I'm giving you a visual aid, that's all.
Picture the food pyramid, okay? The vegetables are like most people. Okay. They're vegetables.
Yeah.
And your...
The fruits are like the fruits of the world.
No, you guys are taking it too far. I'm talking about...
Just a
blanket pyramid. And the tippy top is... You know,
well, you know, as a Jew, I don't like these pyramid references. I demand my...
Are you getting flashbacks of slavery?
I demand
days
my...
Days in your last life?
My 30 acres and like a camel.
All right, here's the deal. Send in your orders. It's fine with me. I don't care.
I'm okay with it.
I want you to.
Keep them kind of have to make a living. Fine. Do no. that part.
No, you're taking me the wrong way. No.
It's like sugar,
order.
Keith.
Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it. Mean it. Mean
it. Keithandthegirl.com/store.
Mean it.
Kyle, you're my sugar.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, today's the day in New York anyway. Four Loko is banned.
That's it.
Right.
The final day, the beverage that combines caffeine and alcohol can be delivered to New York retailers. So you do have more time to get it. A retailer may not buy anymore.
So it's on its way out.
Yes.
So whatever's in the store now can be sold.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, even in the warehouses, it's still like there's still a lot more of it. It's not going to be gone for a while.
But you're going to get in trouble if you're a small deli and you're acting like you have a warehouse.
Yeah, that's true. Sure.
Yeah, the guy's not going to stop making it.
Here's Maria Perez. She's 24. What does she have to say? Well, sometimes people need a drink and a little energy boost at the same time. Okay.
How is this different than like a cup of coffee with a shot of whiskey in it?
Okay. I don't think they should sell that in the deli. Here's somebody saying, now I've heard this point when we talked about Four Loko. I won't get into it too much, but the government should stay out of it. The same person says, some people mix vodka with Red Bull. It's the same thing. Okay. Then shut your fucking mouth and don't let the government in on this secret and get yourself some vodka and Red Bull.
Yeah. Now you want to get vodka and Red Bull banned?
Well, Red Bull is starting to be banned, right?
Well, 19-year-olds can't drink it in Long Island anyway, or a section of Long Island.
Good.
Well, speaking of drugs, Lauren was just in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Is that the party town everybody understands, or is it like, I would picture, I get to Amsterdam, I'm like, all right, where are the mushrooms? Where are the whores?
Basically.
And they laugh at me, and they go, of course no place is like this. That's ridiculous.
No, that's fucking ridiculous. Amsterdam basically is the French Quarter of Europe. It's like,
okay,
it is all whores and drugs and tourism, and that's what it's based around, and the Christian missionaries who come to you know, deliver everybody.
Are mushrooms legal?
Mushrooms aren't legal, no, but truffles are. We went to this, oh, I was there visiting Emmy, who's like going to school in London right now, and so I went for a week, and we hung out at a hostel. And we found this little shop with this guy who was pretty cool. And he was telling us how mushrooms, we asked him, you know, we're looking for mushrooms. It looked right. like a psychedelic shop.
Now, and, you've done mushrooms before.
Yes.
But Emmy hasn't.
Emmy has not done mushrooms. But I think she might have done ecstasy. I don't know. She's smoked a lot of pot. But So we wanted to have this experience together. So we go to the shop. We ask him for mushrooms. He says, no, we don't carry mushrooms. They're illegal now in Amsterdam. He's like, but truffles aren't. And basically, truffles are fucking mushrooms. They're just like the roots of a mushroom or some shit. And
you can eat the roots, but not the actual head part.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what's more potent? Do you know? Or is it the same thing?
It's like ear sex.
Okay, Family Guy.
I know. I'm sorry. What's more potent? No, they're both equally potent. So until the government outlaws truffles, which they probably eventually will, they'll keep selling them.
You know, it's like the Four Loko thing. Like, you know, okay, so they banned the mushroom heads, but we still can eat the fucking truffles.
Exactly.
It's like, shut the fuck up. They're going to ban the truffles too.
Yeah, well, we went to this coffee shop and we sat down and we ate these truffles, which tasted like almonds. They tasted like nuts. I mean, they weren't bad, but we've got pictures up on Facebook. It's
now, this
gross guy
has your truffles, or you have
he's
to go on a hike?
He's got our truffles, baby. Nah, he had them pre-packaged. I got the Mexicana, and she got, like, the one lower than that, because I'm a more experienced
do they
drug
ask
addict.
You, are you advanced, or did they give you the grade scale? Do you want A truffles?
He asked us. He was like, have you done mushrooms before? And I told him that I had, you know. Yeah. I've picked them and experienced that. And he's like, okay, well, you might want to go with this one or one of the higher grade ones. And I didn't want to bug the fuck out. So I got like a medium strength. Right. She got the lowest strength. I think it had about the same effect on us. We ate them. I vomited violently in the bathroom downstairs.
See, how's anyone going to sell mushrooms to me with the stories of
sure.
puking?
It was so my own damn fault. No, here's the thing.
Whose fault was it? The guy selling them? Of course it's your fault.
Well, obviously, you're not supposed to eat right before you do mushrooms. That's kind of a standard. He even told me that. And that morning, I had eaten a really big breakfast, and Emmy...
You're blaming it on
forced
Emmy.
Me. She really did
so
force
the truffles
me. She was
were
like,
your
you better
fault.
Eat that fucking bacon banana pancake.
Sounds like a rough trip.
It was awful. I had a huge breakfast.
You threw up violently?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I tripped balls, son! Ah!
When you walk around Amsterdam, can you tell everybody's high as a kite? Are people giggling from other countries like, oh my God, we're going to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
We are all just bottom feeders at that point. We are all equal no matter what part of the world we're from.
It's adult Disneyland.
Is anybody wearing shoes on the streets? That's what I picture.
Yeah, but I did see a couple of people going barefoot.
That's something. Is there crime in Amsterdam? Like somebody just doesn't clean up because everybody's floating.
I used to live there. There's definitely
sure.
crime there.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. There's police stations everywhere. I mean, I went to Holland once before this, and I stayed in the country. And like, I'm gonna butcher this. I'm sorry, Brian. Groningen and Vlaardingen, whatever. Anyway, I stayed in these like suburbs, and it was awesome. And the people are really cool.
These are towns that have numbers in their name. I know them.
Probably. And lots of the same letters in a row, like A-A-A-A-R-L-G-O-N.
Right.
Beautiful towns and cities. So it was cool to be able to experience the rest of Holland, not just, you know, fucking debauchery. But this particular trip was definitely pretty much debauchery.
Is everybody throwing up all the time?
Not all the time.
Just up, does it look like Bourbon Street?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Really, does it?
It looks exactly like Bourbon Street. And I stayed a couple months on Bourbon Street in the fucking French Quarter.
Right.
Basically the same thing, except shittier food.
Where do you throw up violently?
In the toilet downstairs of the coffee shop and once on the street.
Do they have the black lights in the toilet so you can't find your veins to shoot up?
Oh, fuck. What?
What?
Yeah, that's what I remember in Amsterdam when I lived there. All the public toilets would be blacklit. So that you couldn't see your veins in your arm, so you couldn't go in the bathroom to shoot up.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How old were you in Amsterdam?
Like 4 to 9. Yeah.
4 to 9 and you knew about the shooting up
blacklight? Well, I found out about that later, but I remember the blacklight bathrooms and wondering why the fuck there was a blacklight.
Meanwhile, you're getting to know yourself, and you're like, that's what a dick looks like?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Who knows what it looks like?
Now, here's the thing. In Hawaii, mushrooms grow... like in the wild?
Oh my God, I gotta tell you though, the mushrooms in Hawaii are so mild and chill. Like,
so for those who don't know, Lauren's from Hawaii. She grew up there. You were there since you were like 7 or something like that.
Like 6, yeah, yeah. Something.
So she grew up in Hawaii, and I'm going there for Christmas. And she thinks I could do mushrooms. Now, Keith told me about his mushroom experience. There was throwing up. You're telling me about your mushroom experience. There was throwing up.
Can I tell
up.
You something, though? I never have thrown up doing mushrooms in Maui. Never. And no one I know who's done mushrooms with me on Maui has thrown up. I heard of that, too. I heard Mike and Micah talking about it. You know, oh, you might puke and whatever. It's fine. And I'm like, that's weird. I've never puked doing mushrooms. This was the first time I did it. But these were really potent.
I didn't throw up.
You didn't throw up?
No.
What was your high like?
I don't know. It was really visual. I thought that, like, the words coming out of my mouth were, like, affecting people. Like
knocking them over?
Yes. Yeah, so, like, I couldn't talk into people's faces. And I was at someone's apartment at a hardwood floor, and the floor was like a guitar, and as I stepped, all like the cracks in the floor would vibrate like strings, and I could hear the music, kind of.
See, I think that's wonderful, but what,
it was
if,
great, yeah.
But what if my visual is...
Like terrifying?
No, it could be a wonderful visual of like, hey, there's a wonderful hill over there, but really there's no hill, and I fall off a building.
No, wait a minute.
Ridiculous.
This is like, you're talking about... Listen, that's like a movie scene. These mushrooms...
The movie scene comes from somewhere.
Let me tell you something, Kendall. One second, Lauren. I took mushrooms.
I know this story, so you're about to prove her right.
I'm on a roof.
I know the story too.
Another building right across from me.
This is where I got this story from.
I looked down, and the alleyway rose up to meet me,
so
and
awesome.
Asked me to walk across it. Now, when I hear something like "Reefer Madness" and "Weed'll make you fly like Superman," and people go, "That's silly," it's not silly. These drugs will make you think ridiculous things.
Okay. I don't argue that point. And you experienced it, so how can I argue it?
You know,
I can tell you is that these particular mushrooms on Maui, the copper tops, where we'll go pick them at Hokipa in a field, will not do that to you.
I'm so going to Smurfville or something. It's just like, hey, let's Smurf ourselves some mushrooms.
You're going to love them. It's cool. It'll be an experience. They're way more mild than... doing E.
Keith, do you think I should do it?
No.
Really?
I actually remember Keith earlier this year.
I've been around her high a lot,
of course, because you don't really love her. Kyle.
I think
that's true, I don't.
No, earlier in the year, Keith predicted that by the end of this year, Hemda would do mushrooms.
I know.
And now she's going to do them before the year's out.
There was actually a bet, and as I was talking about it, Lauren is feedbacking in, don't agree to this bet, I'm going to make you do mushrooms in Hawaii.
What's the bet?
Like, I made you watch Burlesque.
How dare you? That was our secret.
That you saw the movie Burlesque?
Yes.
That's the sickest thing you girls ever done together?
That's the gayest thing we've ever
absolutely
done.
Absolutely the gayest thing. Even gayer than that time we touched our titties together.
I knew you did that! I knew you did that! You go, let's feel them! Of course you do that. You have buttons on
a lot
there.
Of questions were just answered.
I knew it. I'm being told from Rich B. for Washington to give people an example about Amsterdam. Like, it's a crazy place. All of Europe isn't that. For example, let me say Amsterdam is the food pyramid of Europe, where the sugar is the drugs and whores.
Yeah.
It's not everywhere. And Will from Tennessee, this one's for people that say, why can't people do drugs? It only hurts the person that does them. Last time I did mushrooms, he says, I almost killed someone with a screwdriver. Never again.
Oh,
well, that's
God.
The thing. Like, my high was like this very cool, nice, fun thing.
It's so
but it could have manifested into something bad, which it does for people. Like, Keith thought that he was going to walk across an alleyway that rose up to him, which is absolutely insane. You know, like, or you're in a bodega and you think that, you know, like, the guy is trying to threaten you at the bodega, so you start trying to fight him or something. Like, anything could go wrong, you know? It's just, but I just happened to be in a nice situation where everything was okay.
Don't go to a bodega on mushrooms. What are you doing? You're asking for a bad trip. I mean, you gotta...
use your head and go to the red light district in Amsterdam.
You know? No, me and Emmy went to the sex museum and bugged out. But you really should do it in an area that you feel comfortable. When you feel good and
man.
Really with someone who you really trust and want to, you know,
fuck.
Try things with.
What a fuck.
I was at a party when I was tripping, and I met Donald Glover, who's an actor on the show Community on NBC.
Okay.
And I really liked the show, and I was really freaking out. And he's like sitting like right by where I'm standing, and I was like, I have to say hi to him. I have to fucking say something. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? And as I'm sitting down, you know, the words are happening and the floor is happening, and I'm just like, all right, just keep it cool. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, how you doing? I was like, good show.
And then you're like, oh, sorry, I hurt you with my words. Why do I keep talking?
No, I was making sure, I was sort of talking to the side. I made sure, and I was just like, good show. And he's like, And he sort of figured out what I was talking about. He's like, thanks, man. And I was like, yeah, I really like it. And I was like, and he's like, cool. And then I just like,
can you make more? Can you guys make more?
Can I just quickly point out that Kyle is wearing a mushroom shirt and it's actually bugging me out?
No, it's not. This is a squid.
We are going to have so much fun, girl.
It's a squid.
Is it not holding on to a mushroom?
No, it's taking down the Seattle Space Needle.
Okay, I see. It's about that documentary I saw.
It's a band shirt.
You're in Amsterdam. You're in the red light district.
Oh, wait, but just for the record, Keith, before you continue, and I really think that Lauren sees me different high than you would see me high.
Right.
I think that you freak out when I'm high, and she just kind of goes with it. Is that fair to say?
I think she's fucking awesome when she's high. It's so much fun.
There's something because she's in love with you.
But you were in love with me.
Apparently not.
No, even No. I'm sorry. The first time we smoked, I wasn't in love with her, and I still thought she was awesome.
Nigga, please.
Wow. Can we have... Damn.
She's taking off her headphones and leaving.
No, it's...
You were saying, Keith?
It's crazy. It's too much. I couldn't do it. You know, we've talked about you drunk. One sip, am I going to die? So never mind weed. People have heard those stories. Yeah, sure. You sound like a perfect candidate. Alcohol, you're afraid you're going to throw up a lung after one sip. Weed, you're licking people's faces. So let's start getting into some harder shit.
Lauren likes when I lick her face, though.
But do you see the difference?
Wait, but we just established that I don't really love her.
Oh,
so
come on.
Maybe
it's like a sadist thing. Like, I just want to see her because she'll be the craziest on mushrooms, and
no,
I want to see him on mushrooms.
She's a puppy.
I know better, and everybody is crazy. I'm the sugar in the food pyramid, Kyle.
We're the
of
fruits.
The drug world.
Of the drug world. No, just of common sense.
Sugar of common sense.
Wait, you realize that you just took my pyramid, which says that everybody is in common sense, and then you took yourself a level above, and now you're the tippy top of the tippy top.
No, I just like that he says he's the sugar of common sense, and everyone fell on the floor dying.
Yeah, no, Keith, you're totally the sugar of common sense. We're just laughing because it's so true.
I don't think your head is small enough to fit inside the pyramid.
I'm the amino acids of the food pyramid.
I am the paramecium of the...
And everybody knows. I'm the only one looking out for Hemda's best interest. I know she will be a mess. You guys want to watch and laugh and stare at it.
No.
It's the same way people will read my autobiography and go, I want to meet your dad. Well, these are horrid stories you read. Yeah.
So you're saying I'm a bad influence.
You're the worst influence.
No, can I just say, I think you're wrong.
Maybe she needs a little of that.
I think you're wrong about how I get high. I think that, like... It's different than what you're thinking. Like what am I like when I'm stoned?
You're just high. You're just like you're in the moment. You're like on an island. You don't want to move. And you're just like, let's just feel everything right now. And I'm like, yes. Like her high makes me feel more high.
Yeah, I basically get high and I go touch my butt,
and I am so okay with that.
Oh, man.
Have you ever had sex on acid, Kyle?
I've actually never done acid.
So. Or mushrooms or anything like that. Like, do you put your dick in, and when you pull it out, it's taffy and it's tearing apart?
Oh, but like when I have sex when I'm high on pot, like, every little thing is just like, you know, it's like slow motion and it feels great. But I've never done it on mushrooms or anything like that, no.
Griff is saying, you know, everybody gives you the rules. As long as you're with someone who you trust that's sober, you'll be fine. Can you imagine that job? You're the sober guy watching over somebody on acid? Get out of here.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'd sooner drive you home after a party.
I don't want to be around somebody sober.
No, my friend called me one time, and he's like, yo, man, you got to pick me up. I'm at the park. And I'm like, this is when I lived in Vegas and I had a car, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll pick you up at the park. What happened? And he's like, just come get me. And I get him, and he's with three people, and they all get in my car, and they're all on mushrooms, and it was the fucking worst experience of my life. They're all telling me why they think I'm a bad friend, because they're just fucking talking out, like, their brains, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then they're saying, I'm sorry, there's this cloud that's making me say all these bad thoughts and shit. Like, yeah, it was just fucking terrible.
Did they blame you for the cloud?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, can I say...
Yeah.
One of my buddies.
It was awful. I'm sorry.
Went crazy on one of my buddies went crazy on mushrooms because he ate some weird fucking white fluffy weird shroom that was not what you're supposed to eat when you do shroom. Like he ate some weird plants and shit, and he went on a bad trip, and he was blaming my other buddy for this cloud of bad energy. It's just interesting
weird.
That you said that they're like, I'm sorry, there's just like this dark cloud. And he was like, you're bringing the clouds. And
yeah, I was like, I'm not talking. Like, you're talking. I'm just driving you home. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I like that you're arguing with them.
Oh, I was mad. Yeah, I was fucking pissed off.
Do you remember why you're a bad friend?
No, it was bibble babble. Like, I don't
like
know.
Like, none of it fit. Like, this is terrible, but maybe I could look
into
something.
I am picking you up right now.
Right.
You know? I have done nothing wrong to you.
And you hear mumbling like, now we owe this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're like,
I can hear you! Total, they're just being total assholes.
That same thing happened to me. That's crazy.
I would have picked him up. I don't see the big deal.
I didn't say it's a big deal!
Yeah, I think that can happen with, you know, like, you have a bad fucking time on it. It can go negative so quick. Because I know, like, when I was saying last time I was on the show about Vika and how, you know, we ended it and everything, and how the reason...
Your ex.
Yeah, my ex. And, like, I was upset that one time I went over and we started to make out, and she, you know, told me, oh, sorry, I can't because I'm with another guy and everything.
Right.
And the thing is, I was stoned when that happened, and I got really, really upset, like, really super emotional. And I'm, like, I shoot pretty straight when it comes to that stuff and, like, try and keep a level head and, you know, be reasonable. But because I was stoned, I was having a really good feeling, and it threw all the way to the other side. And I think that's what can happen with drugs. And mushrooms are a psychedelic, which takes it to a whole other level. So you can either it's really good or it's really bad. There's no in between.
Well, yeah. I feel like you would feel like that either way, but maybe the weed just opens you up, you know, to let you feel things more.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
One time, I think only one time, I had a bad high. It like suddenly switched over, and it was really scary. And Lauren could see it in my face. She's like, what's happening? What's happening? I'm like, and I couldn't even talk. And she's like, whatever's happening is not really happening. Like, she's just like talking to me. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
And I was looking at her like, oh no. Because in my head, I'm going over everything, like my whole life. And
this is weed.
Yeah, this is weed. In my head, I'm going over everything, and everything is wrong. Like, every decision I have made in the last, like, short but, like, long while, like, maybe in the last, like, 2 years or whatever, you know, in my, what I considered my current adult life that affects me right now, every decision I made is wrong. Every friend I made is wrong. Every decision business-wise that I made is wrong. And, like, my whole world was just a wrong decision one after another. And I was like, oh, my God. And to me... Because the feeling was so overwhelming, I'm like, this must be real, you know?
You were really stressed out.
That's true.
Around that time. Like, you were stressed the fuck out. Like, there was so much work and everything.
Yeah.
It also has to do with what you smoke. For example, you probably didn't eat much that day, and you smoked the Mr. and Mrs. Khalili. And that'll tell you everything you do is wrong.
The Khalili bud.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's more a C bud.
Yeah.
You want to go B plus minimum. It's worth the price.
That's the shit your mom gave me.
I like the way you speak.
Were you scared when that was happening?
No, I wasn't scared. I was just like, okay, you're in a place now. And
I feel like I made you sad, though.
No, you didn't make me sad. I think I got more focused. I was just like, okay, this is happening now. It's okay. This isn't really, you know, I just kind of tried to let you feel everything and come down from it.
Cool.
You can't force anyone out of that place. You can just be there.
When you're in Amsterdam in the red light district, you're saying they will have whores, of course, right? They have prostitutes.
Oh, do they?
Do and you pick them out of a window? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, you know, they're... I mean,
we decided like during this 1 week that we'd be on a break so that she can enjoy all this stuff.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Strong relationship. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. worked for me and Henda. I said, try that.
Yeah, open relationships.
Try to open your mind.
Work, yeah.
So you're there and you pick through a window and you go, and then what?
Yeah, it's they're doors and windows with women in them. And they're kind of just like flirting with people on the street or not. Or if you try to take a picture of them, they'll give you the finger or bitch you out. It'll be like, they all have Russian accents. And they're like, stop taking pictures of us, you fucking bastard. Whatever.
They curse at you for taking pictures?
Oh, yeah. They'll curse you out right on the street there. Anyway, so they're lying.
So when
all
you say windows, it's not like glass, right?
No, you're window shopping. It's glass windows.
Okay, so but you hear them cursing at you?
If you try to take a picture of them, they'll open their door and bitch you out.
So the window's open?
They can open the door there. It's a glass door.
They will come out of their window and go to the door?
No, the window is a glass door.
The window is the door. Okay. They're like knocking on the door and playing with the handle and like trying to lure you in and okay. shit. And the purple windows are the transvestites.
Mm.
And the red windows are the transvestites. And sometimes you can't tell really at all. Except for the color of the window. And sometimes you really can. And it's funny because Emmy and I would be walking down like a main road, you know, where there's all kinds of restaurants and cool shit and coffee shops. And there's all these like hot chicks. Like we would rate them, right? From 1 to 10. When we met up with Brian, Dowling Brian there. And so we made a scale and we were like, no one was a 10, but some people were 8s and some were like negative 15. Damn. But there would be all these hot chicks near this whole industrial area. And then you turn the corner and there's a lot of trannies. And then you turn another corner where you're in like the ghetto part of the red light district. And there's nothing around. And there's one or two red windows with the doggiest doggy looking women. They like couldn't get the front windows. They're like stuck in the back. And they're all like really...
What's it cost? Do you know the price?
No, I have no idea. I think I talked to Brian about it a little bit, and he was like, it's like, you know, 50, I think, or...
Well, when you were younger, you had plans on buying a hooker, right? You told your mom, this is the cutest story in the world.
Okay.
Adorable.
I don't know, man. I always felt weird about, like, hookers, like, just kind of sad... Just sad about the whole thing. And like, I went to Holland once before and I spent a little bit of time in the red light district. And I remember like feeling just like I wanted to cry, man, when I walked past them because they just seem so sad. But maybe I don't know. Anyway.
So you're going to pay for one because
so
you
felt bad.
So
what I wanted to do, yeah, it's like I remember me and my mom went to Oahu to see a show there. And that's like where the city is in Hawaii. It's the city island kind of.
Okay.
And I saw these hookers and I was like, God, man. I just want to buy one for like a night and just hang out, you know, or just
treat her nice.
Yeah.
Like give her the night off. Like tonight you make your money, but you don't have to suck any dick.
Exactly.
But how old were you?
Around this time, I guess I was like 12 or 13.
Isn't that cute? Am I the only one?
I thought all hookers love sucking dick. What the fuck?
Only yours, Kyle.
You probably get the one that likes doing it. Now she has some kind of
now
complex,
she's resentful, so. Yeah, against me from taking
her head's
her away.
Messed up. No, somebody hired me and didn't want to fuck me. It's like, well, they got you in the hotel with the different
I gave
lights.
Her an eating disorder.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Keith. If you were to go to Amsterdam, are you interested in the idea of the hooker and the red light district?
No, because I'm colorblind. And I'm not going to know.
Who's the tranny?
Right. Who's the tranny and who is it? No, I'm really not.
No.
But I'm in a new relationship. Give me a couple years. But right now, no, it doesn't interest
Now's
me.
A bad time to ask Keith that question.
Right. Yeah. I'm in love right now.
I'd like cry as I'm fucking her. I'm like, I'm sorry. You deserve so much better. Beautiful woman of the world.
I'm being told they break your camera. Like sometimes they'll come out of their doors and just break
actually,
your camera on the ground.
I believe it. You think I'm joking, man. These bitches were like, fuck you, get the fucking camera on my face.
I lived in Amsterdam one time. My dad was standing on a corner.
With his video camera.
No, with his Walkman on, right?
Right.
And he's just standing there and just sort of like, I think he was waiting for a friend or something. Anyway, apparently while he was standing there, he didn't know that he was in front of one of these fucking windows. And this chick is screaming her head off at him to move, like, move the fuck out of the way of my window. Like,
he's blocking her business.
Yeah, he's blocking her business, but he didn't know. And so she comes outside, and before he knows it, mace, like, in his face.
Wow.
And she's just spraying him. Mace is illegal in Amsterdam, so when he goes to the police station, they don't know what the fuck to do, and they just give him some water to put in his eyes, and that's it. But yeah, they're crazy, man. They're
what do you mean? It's illegal, but they don't arrest the woman.
Wow.
They just go, we don't know how to help Mace.
Yeah,
put
we
some
don't know
water
how to help Mace. Yeah, yeah. So there's nothing to stop
We don't
him.
Study this in the law book because it's illegal.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So there's nothing they could do to help him, and his eyes were just all...
Later, I heard he got, listen to this, the dad got shot. Somebody was robbing him. They gave him a glass of water.
Yeah,
they don't have guns there.
Yeah.
Amazing place.
Okay, that'd be stupid, but all right.
It sounds like you could rule that place. That sounds like where Boardwalk Empire should be held. You could rule that place in a weekend.
It's just, you know, different culture.
Well, it's funny because Emmy and I are like smoking a blunt right outside the police station.
But it's legal there, right? A fuck.
Isn't it illegal to just smoke it while you walk around, though?
No. I mean, yeah, but nah.
It's much more lax, right?
They sell in the tourist shops there more than... I mean, they'll sell pipes and paraphernalia and stuff, but they sell, like, cocaine sniffers that look... that are in the shape of things, like little vacuum cleaners and stuff. Like you know, you'll cut a straw to snort a line or something.
Okay.
They have...
Every day.
Like these...
I'm with you.
These stainless steel or silver, gold, like little vacuum cleaners. Like cute little paraphernalia right. to sniff up your Coke. It's like, what a cute little thing.
Oh, and that's
weird.
In the gift shops.
In the gift shops, right. Uh-huh. Or it's like a little elephant and you snort out of its butt well, you know and what? Sucks it up its nose.
To
it's
be
so
fair,
weird.
Here we sell on the street, you can get, you know, pipes and glass bongs and stuff just in our gift shops and stuff like that. Like if you go to St. Mark's and stuff in New York. But
I don't know if those are gift shops. Those are weed. Smoke shops.
Just, but what I'm saying is because that's illegal here, but because weed's legal there, the next level is hard drugs. All right? So that's why in their gift shops they're selling stuff to do coke with, while here we sell stuff to do weed with.
And they say it's not for coke, it's for powdered sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's the same
for
type
that,
of shit.
The sugar pyramid.
And you know what? And if every single thing was legal in Amsterdam, there'd be something else that people would find that's illegal and they'd do it anyway.
Four Loko.
Yeah, Four Loko.
Four Loko.
Can I tell you what Emmy and Lauren, one of the things that they got me from Amsterdam is this box. I guess it's like a box.
I bet.
A box to put your weed in, like a small box, and it has a rainbow on it. And it says, and they both thought of me when they saw this. It says, it's okay to be gay.
It says, no, it's a rainbow, and it says, Amsterdam, it's okay to be gay. Anyway.
Did you see anybody get hassled? Like anybody saying fag or anything like that in Amsterdam? Oh. Anybody giving women hassle? Boys walking around holding
Absolutely.
Hands?
Absolutely. This is the most male-driven piece of the world ever. I mean, it's not the most male driven, the most it attracts males. Like there are urinals in the street on every corner. There's a urinal.
Whoa.
Like there's the entire city is geared toward men. Yeah, outside, right on the street, on every corner. In the red light district, there's a urinal.
Can I tell you that
That's
a
awesome.
Little that a little bit makes sense, but also is like please.
No, it's like
maybe a booth or something.
You guys won. Let's have a urinal.
Yeah.
So you're taking your dick out in public to pee.
Yes, Emmy and I were probably the 2% of poop, like 2% women in that.
You guys
city
were the sugar
the
of Amsterdam.
We were.
Is there? Do you get a dollar for every time you say sugar on the show? Did somebody
but
like sponsor
were,
you?
Yeah, no shit. This show is brought to you by Sugar, by the way.
I haven't said it that many times.
Donkey shows. Did you see one?
HCNS. Emmy tried to make me see one.
Emmy really wanted to
She's
see one.
She's a freak. She was. She really wanted to see a sex show while we were there because when in Rome, and. She's a pervert, but...
you didn't have the stomach for
but
it.
But I said, no, Emmy.
And
I
she didn't
cry at hookers and cringe at sex shows.
And she didn't want to go by herself.
I want to see the churches. No, she was not going to go by herself. I would have gone. I mean, I would have gone eventually, but she didn't
really,
peer pressure me enough.
Do you really see a donkey having sex with someone?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I would need to see that, but I don't think I can because you can't undo that, and that just, I can't.
That I would go see. And I bet you
I would
it's
totally
not,
see that,
I bet you
yeah.
it's not expensive. Bet
no,
you it's cheap.
It's not that bad. It's like.
And it's probably higher quality than a Tijuana donkey show because we're in Europe. Right? So there you go.
Yeah, I would go. I would see
it's
that.
White
for sure.
people fucking it instead of brown people. That's the only difference.
Last night I was watching Marathon Style. Sober House, the last season. I know they're on a new Celebrity Rehab, but I haven't finished the season. So good. These shows, all of Dr. Drew's shows.
Oh, that was your face. We were going over the show stuff before, and he was saying, like, oh, I watched all of Celebrity Rehab. I'm like, you're excited? He's like, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
He so likes this show.
The irony is, I'm addicted to these shows.
Well, Dr. Drew's not going to help you, man.
I mean, this is the one, if you remember, this Sober House. It's the step after Celebrity Rehab. Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss. Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss. He beat her up. She took him to court. But maybe to help their sobriety, you put them together. And Dr. Drew says, well, it remains to be seen if the two of them could coexist peacefully.
Why do they need to?
They can't! I have 7 other shows telling you they can't! Well, we're on show 14, and let's see if they can now.
They're your experiment now?
Yeah.
Why do they need to coexist?
Your ratings now, because ratings.
Yeah. Alice in Chains, you know, the old bassist was there, but he tells everybody he's in Alice in Chains. He was kicked out before they reached success.
Like before they called themselves Alice in Chains.
And everybody knows it's not true, and he meets people in clubs. He's like, hey, I'm a bassist for Alice in Chains. Good for you.
Seriously?
Yeah, good for you. You're lying.
Wow. What a douche.
Kendra Jade, it says model dancer, I guess. Sucking dick is like modeling and dancing.
Well, the dancing part is the fucking.
Okay.
It is a
Is she a porn?
She's a porn star, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, right?
No.
Oh, different Kendra. Never mind.
Oh, right. I know who you're thinking. You're the one that has a show on E! Give her 2 years.
No, she's trying to pretend that she doesn't watch porn because I'm in the room.
I see.
Porn? What is that, an acronym?
Pussy over rectum.
18 on one.
Banana game. They're playing in the pool. Kendra Jade and the dude from Crazy Town.
What's the banana game?
Oh, okay. You open up a banana, and you don't need the banana.
Oh no.
Now you could act like you're giving it a blowjob. That's always funny when you're trying not to be a porn star anymore. But put the banana to the side, and then you have the peel, and you smack each other in the face with the peel.
What?
So she's smacking the Crazy Town dude. Wow. He's smacking her back with a banana peel in the face. It's a lot of fun in the hot tub.
Sober living sounds really gay.
Oh, it's very fun. So
it's not fun at all.
A porn star who's a dominatrix, she's watching this. She's being triggered. That's what she did for a living almost. And so they go, this is making you want to do drugs and fuck? And they keep doing it. And she's like, yeah, it's setting me off. That's a trigger to me. I don't see how. And they just keep doing it. It's like, this isn't sexual at all. It is sexual, as dumb as it sounds. Because Crazy Town singer wouldn't do it with Tom Sizemore. That's when you know it's sexual.
That's true. I guess that's a good litmus test. Like, would you do this with a dude?
Right. Then it's sexual.
Not for me. But anyway.
It's weird because they do this show to reinvigorate their career. And then they forget they're on camera. Like, if they knew they were on camera, they would not be such assholes. Now, I know they're going through withdrawal, but they did it to get popularity. Maybe, hopefully, they'll get off drugs. That's not the main reason they're there. It's the only job they can get now. And then they start being assholes 2 seconds in. They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
There's cameras there to remind you constantly. And it's not just because they're on drugs, because you look at anything. Look at any show. Throw everybody in the house. Like, they start being, like, you know, they apply. It's like when you were a kid and you're like, I'm going to go to school this year and get straight A's. I got my little notebook. I got my little pencil set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the second day, you're a mess.
Second day, who gives a shit? Fuck this. I'm going to go in tired because my mom let me watch a show last night.
I just started a new job and usually when I start a new job, I do the same thing. I'm like, all right, this job is going to be it. Like, this is going to be like, I don't care. I understand that, you know, I do other things. I'm an artist, I'm a musician, whatever. I'm going to do other stuff, but I'm really going to go for this. And then within a week, I'm just burnt out and I say, fuck this, and I quit or I fuck it up, you know?
Oh, Kyle will go in high now. He gets hired. He had plans. They're like, come on, you'll be a dishwasher for us. He's like, by the end of the week, I'm going to be manager. They're going to see. I'm just going to do my best.
No. That's what I'm saying is that this job, when I started, the first day, they're showing me what to do and I'm dishwashing, right? At this restaurant, and I just accepted it. I was like, I already hate this job, but I need the money, so I'm just gonna hate this job.
Right?
You know, and that's it. You just gotta come to terms. If you pretend that you're gonna love it and you're gonna do good, it's gonna sneak up on you. And when that shame and hurt comes into your life, you're just gonna hate yourself and want to quit or get yourself fired. So you just gotta come to terms with it right away.
This is one of the saddest lessons I've ever heard in my life.
No, it sucks. Yeah, I hate working. I fucking hate it.
They just made me a trainer at Big Daddy's.
A Big Daddy's trainer. You made it.
I'm a trainer now.
You made it.
That's what you train the waitress. So
I train the new people.
You get the tip and they do the work. That's
they
nice.
They do the work and I get the tip.
There you go.
Is that true?
Yep.
Really?
Fuck yes.
Are you making that up? I did not know. My girlfriend is a trainer. Look at him, his face all lit up.
All right. Well, I was, Kyle was talking to me about getting FYSY on his, what do you call this part? Like on his fingers, but where the fist is.
Between your knuckles. You know how punks have them.
Not between your knuckles, though.
Like, I'm like, if I gave you a fist, you'd see it.
Right. So, and like, I normally don't encourage tattoos on people because it's permanent. It should be your decision. It's like, you know, your own thing. And I don't think people should ask another person, should I get a tattoo or what tattoo I should get? I feel like it's a very personal thing. But like, I don't know why. Kyle said, and I'm like, oh my God, you should totally do that. And I told Keith that, and he goes, do you really think that you need to be encouraging somebody who's pretty young to get a tattoo, you know, like obviously that's permanent? And I go, yeah, I think we're seeing Kyle, like this is what Kyle's gonna be like forever, you know. He's a musician, no matter what job he gets, he's like, it's not like he's gonna regret some sort of hand tattoo because he's gonna turn into an accountant one day. Like, there is, it is whatever we're seeing is Kyle.
And then I suggested a neck tattoo that says unhirable. That'll make you stick to your dreams.
I remember there was this, I forget who it was. It was at the Pittsburgh show, and some dude who had like tattoos all over his hands and arms, he's like, I'm telling you, man, you gotta get tattoos on your hands. It'll change your fucking life. It's a game changer, man. Everything's different. And I was like, okay.
You see a now hiring sign? You know, you don't gotta fucking mess with that thing. So many things.
No, but I really want to get a fuck yeah, suck yeah tattoo on my knuckles, FYSY.
How could you ever regret that?
That's fucking awesome.
See, now, I'm serious. No, but that's like it for me encouraging it. Like, I said it, and now I try not to be like, yeah.
You know, I've always wanted a tattoo, but never had a, like, an idea of what I would want to get. And every single time I think of this tattoo, I really want it, and I've never wanted a tattoo more. So I'm definitely going to get this when I have the money, for sure.
Do you think that people should wait a year after the thought of a tattoo?
That's probably a good idea.
Why not?
I don't. A year's too long.
A year
well,
is long.
You but have you it know, forever.
When did I tell you about this? It was like at the beginning of fall. It's fucking December now. Forget about it. I'm getting it.
That's 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
How about, you sound like a lesbian.
What's that?
What does that mean? I sound like a lesbian.
They jump into things a little bit.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not part of the culture. I don't understand that reference.
You're not part of... What?
What? You're not? I don't know what that meant either. Me, I don't know what's going on, Kyle.
Your sister and me and...
Oh, because my sister's a lesbian and then Lauren's my friend.
And Henda and Keith. We're all lesbians.
I'm a friend of lesbians. And I'm
you're a lesbian.
The lesbian community.
I've seen your plaid.
Here's something. Let me say this about these Dr. Drew shows. Why does Dr. Drew let everyone wear sunglasses?
Good point.
Sober house. Also, where you're allowed to leave for the day and come back, you're allowed to have on sunglasses. Have you been using? Well, it's very dark inside and I have sunglasses on. No, but I'm going to nap. We have to test you first. I'm really tired. I have to nap for 5 days. I don't know why he doesn't make these people take their sunglasses off. You can tell easier when people are lying. You can tell, of course, when they're high.
I know why. He's a fucking idiot and a bad doctor.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how about this also? When you bleep out the subtitles, put the right number of asterisks.
Oh, because at that point they're slurring so much that they have...
Yeah. Like, so why have, do you have to... They have to write it right. So you know it, but they have to bleep it and they have to put asterisks, but you know they said bitch and there's 17 asterisks, the same as motherfucker, the same as anything. It's like, well, let me know what the word is, you know? I'm not saying for the S put a dollar sign. You just put asterisks if you want, but the right number of letters.
I wonder if that's some sort of lawyery thing, like any curse word has to have this amount of fucked up.
Like ambiguity.
Yeah.
I want dollar signs. I want dollar signs and asterisks and signs.
I want an S to be a dollar sign, an H to be the number sign, a
exactly.
T the plus sign, and just say, hey, we did our best. I don't think these people know what the word second chance means. 62 second chances. I think everybody deserves a second chance. I'm like, he's going to walk out again. And there he goes. And they cry every time.
They're children on that show. They're all children, man.
And it's something when they go, okay, we're going to go to a national park and we're going to climb this waterfall and we're going to rappel off of it. And you're going to learn that you don't need a pipe to have a good time. And I'm watching this. I'm like, I agree. All you need is a production crew to close down a park for you and pay for rappelling gear and trainers every day. I'll quit drinking if every day somebody takes me out to an event.
To an activity.
To an activity that's paid for and closed off.
And it gets better and better every day. Till eventually you're doing heroin again because it's the only thing good right. enough.
This is the only thing better than the best.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Like, your average person leads an average boring life, right? And so they're waiting for something to happen. But these people have had everything happened to them on camera, off camera, parties that we watch on TV, they're involved in sex parties that you've never, like any sexual deviance that they've ever thought of came to fruition. You know, I mean, like, they snapped their fingers and they got the brown M&Ms removed and only had, you know, the green and the red ones right. in their bowl. And I think it's hard. And at the same time, their life is shitty, you know, from whatever they didn't deal with from their childhood, but they didn't have to grow up because everyone's pampering them like they still are 2 years old. How do you become sober and still in front of a camera, which is the only way that they'll want to do anything at this point? Right. Is there at all, if a drug counselor were honest, this level of human being, and I'm talking about celebrities in particular, would they ever admit, maybe they are just supposed to do heroin until they die? Is that a weird thing?
No, I mean, so I think some people just can't. Some people can't. They are incapable of being completely honest and recovering.
Well, I think Dr. Drew could see that some people can't. He tries to make he never saves a person, this Dr. Drew. Nobody ever gets saved.
That's what I'm saying. He's a piece of shit.
He sucks. And Dennis Rodman will say, it's like the next to the last show in this season. Dennis Rodman's going to leave Sober House, go out on his own, and he goes, well, I'll tell you what, my plan is not to drink, but hey, you know, I know I'm going to drink. And
what the hell?
And Dr. Drew goes, okay, good then. Let's go to the next person. Like, okay, don't say too much. You're starting to sound bad. Okay.
Well, I don't
and that's them editing the best to make him right. look the best they can.
Right.
Like, it's probably, the reality is probably much worse.
You just took a bike and you're running over the house mother. You're smacking people. You're spitting on people. But the next show's the finale. So let's throw in the music. And like, how are they on their own? They just came in. You could leave this show, go out, do heroin, come back, graduate at the same hour as everybody else. That's crazy.
They're sad people, man. It's very sad. Like, it's funny to watch, and, you know, we're watching it today, and I'm just, you know, yelling at the TV and going, look at these fucking idiots, this whore porn star and this douchebag. But it's kind of sad. Like,
it's very sad.
They don't have anything going for them, and they're children. They're adult children, and it's sad.
It's fun to judge other people, Kyle. Shut the fuck up.
I feel this. It's empathy and sympathy. I'm not judging them.
Dude. I said, shut up, Kyle. It's fun to judge other people, Kyle.
I'm watching the basis.
That's funny because
with
my name
weed,
is,
Kyle.
My name is the same name as someone on a TV show.
Oh, who got abused by that show?
Oh, yeah, totally.
God, Kyle, way to hold resentment, man.
That was a big deal.
I'm so sorry, Kyle. I didn't watch enough
South Park
and my name is not Kyle, so I'm really enjoying what she does.
It was very funny. I was like, Kyle, why are you so angry?
I know, I'm really sorry.
I wish my name was Kyle. That'd be fun.
And you wish your name was Jeremy when that song came out.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. There's a song about me. Do it again, Laura. One more time.
Fuck you, Keith.
So I'm watching the last show of this Sober House, and the bassist from Alice in Chains is going to play with somebody on stage. A huge star. You're like, oh, Bono's coming? Who's coming? This is going to be amazing. Oh, who'd they get? Who are they able to get?
Was it someone from Dancing with the Stars?
No,
it was somebody who was in the guy who was in the Sober House from Guns N' Roses.
Yes, you know what? That's not the big star, though.
I'm so
he
good.
Happens to be playing also, Steven Tyler. But
no, it's Steven Adler.
Steven Adler, excuse me. Steven Adler, of course not. It's Ace Frehley. Ace Frehley.
Who is Ace Frehley?
The guitarist from Kiss.
The guitarist from Kiss, he's here. He's
come on, that's a big deal.
It's stupid.
It's Kiss, though.
Retarded.
It's okay. Okay.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Not Gene Simmons. It's Ace Frehley. How was he available, A? I don't know how they got him. A very good point. How did they find him? I'll tell you how they find him. Because he was done with the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. I'll tell you, put your health statement. I know, Frank. I know. He was done being on the street. He was Brother Love's hero. Brother Love's walking on the street of New York City. Only a New York story. Sees an Ace Frehley at a phone booth. Phone booths already aren't working at this point. It's not that long ago. Brother Love's head is about to explode. Like, Ace Frehley, you are my hero. Maybe why I got into music. You're fantastic. I love Kiss, but I love you. And I just got to say, wow, it's very nice meeting you. He drools all over himself, Ace, and mumbles, oh, thanks, you got a quarter?
Oh, my God.
Ace Frehley, how did they get him? So you got Steven Tyler, Ace Frehley, and the bassist for an album of Alice in Chains. All of them had comas. They're drooling on stage. None of them can talk.
Can I ask you a fucked up question?
Sure.
Kyle, how do you say Ace Frehley's last name? Is it Frehley?
It's Frehley.
It's Frehley?
Yeah, it's Frehley, right?
Okay.
Am I correct? Frehley is incorrect?
They were all saying it wrong, no matter how you look at it.
I can't tell how you're saying it.
I thought it was Frehley.
Frehley?
Like Frehley, yeah.
Frehley?
But I could be wrong. I don't know.
Beer Bear.
That's weird. You don't know. He's such a celebrity.
The sad thing is, it all started with mushrooms.
He showed me a P&L statement, and I got distracted by that. I couldn't figure out his name.
Is it Bono or Bono? You know what I mean?
Well, it's Bono, but...
Okay.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Is it Gene Simmons?
Oh, by the way,
I know
my
Brett Michaels has one T.
And Brett Favre has two.
Right.
I think I understand your point, Keith.
But they got him somehow.
Drooling.
And Ace Frehley says, hey, if you... I'll tell you what, you go into aftercare, another step, I'll do a show with you.
Ace Frehley says that?
Yeah, and the guy says, yeah, okay, I will. All right, done. It's that easy.
Like a child. They're tricked like children, man.
You'll get a lollipop if you suck my dick.
And they all say this, you know, Dr. Drew.
That's not like children, Lauren. Sorry. You should probably know that.
You said I was a dirty old man.
Dr. Drew, the house mother. Don't bring your bedroom into this place. Dr. Drew, the house mother. If I save one person, I feel I did my job. Well, way to give up. Because I swear to God, I set up all this equipment in here. If I entertained one person, I'd kill myself.
Because you don't settle. Everyone else, the 90% settle.
Right.
The sugar does not settle.
See, I think...
The sugar does not settle.
And you all owe me a dollar.
You know shit.
Sugar does not settle.
The sugar fucking stock has to go up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is
now, can you imagine if Lauren went to work and she goes, I'll tell you what, if I get one person's order right today, I will have done my job.
If I play one note right out of this whole song.
There have been days.
Oh, my God. They have a picture, by the way. They have a video, rather, a video of Miley Cyrus. You know Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, smoking out of a bong. Oh. The great Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus allowed herself to be recorded.
It's tobacco.
Well, she's saying, well, it's obviously not tobacco, but they are saying it's salvia, and they're saying it because salvia is legal.
I think that it's either A, the first time she smoked weed, or the first time she smoked that much weed, and like, so she's, but the, it's the way she's tripping, or it is salvia, because she's acting like a fucking loony idiot. It's
Wait
ridiculous.
A minute. Salvia, but salvia is illegal.
Salvia is legal in most places.
But not New York.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
The video was recorded 5 days after her 18th birthday.
Truffles are. Oh, shit, really?
So this is the great Miley Cyrus.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Just
she
ha-
was mighty?
Just having no- she was mighty? Are you serious?
She's, oh, how the Miley have fallen.
She is a... She and Hannah Montana, that whole thing, billions.
Oh,
billions
okay.
of dollars.
Yeah, she's netted over like $6 billion for Disney. It's ridiculous. It's such a fucking insane number of like dollars. It's
she might be
insane.
The highest paid celebrity of the year.
No. You know what? I knew that she made a lot of money with the Hannah Montana thing. I know about the movies and everything like that. I just, when you call her mighty, it just sounded wrong in my head.
Yo, I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Well, here's Miley Cyrus with somebody with one of those camera phones. You know, all phones have cameras now. And even before you take the hit, like, you know, where you are sober, you don't know, like, oh, this is not a good idea to
You're
smoke weed in this party.
Yeah. You're a fucking celebrity. Even if it was just me, and I'm not a celebrity by any means, I would make sure, like, if I was going to do something like that where I knew that it was really going to affect me and I was going to act like an idiot, I'd be like, please don't film this, you know? And I would be like, make sure no one films this. And she is huge, you know? And she's letting that happen.
So
it seems very intentional.
You'll hear the friend talk, and you know right away she's selling it to TMZ.
All
right.
But you know what? to me, like, a huge part of this is just sad because she should be, this is a stupid thing to say, but I believe it, you should be able to smoke out of a bong in front of some fucking people. And it's a shame that she has to, you said it's a friend that has the camera and is obviously going to send it, right. Sell it to TMZ. So you can't even trust your friend who you're smoking with.
You can't trust, I don't know, if they're best friends. You can't trust 20 friends in your house. That's true.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, you have 20 friends. Yeah. You have 20 people you can trust. Well, count them. I don't.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So the whole room knows this is being videotaped.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, sure, of course.
Just lay down, my dear.
Yeah, that's Salvia.
Just gonna document the shit out of this right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna document the shit out of this right now.
Really? What's happening?
Oh, hold on. Is that fucking Liam lookalike, or what the hell is that? Is that my boyfriend? Is that my boyfriend? Oh my god.
Hey,
he looks so much like him. Oh my god.
Stop talking about that. That's a bus stop.
Oh my god, he looks so much like Liam. Oh my god. Okay, is that me dripping? Is that me dripping? He doesn't look like Liam at all. Okay, well, he looks just like Liam. Dude, I thought that was Liam.
I like her more now.
Laugh.
I don't know. She sounds like she's having a good old time.
Yeah.
If I was that band, I'd be so happy.
No shit, right? I was just thinking that. I was like, who's playing in the background?
Bush. I know that song.
Yeah, I know the song, but it's old and everything. It's just, I don't know, way to have your song in the background.
That's awesome.
Well, so who knows? Her dad, of course, who's the guy that did Achy Breaky Heart?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. He twittered, sorry guys, I had no idea. Just saw this stuff for the first time myself.
Oh, shush.
Ooh. I'm so sad. There is much beyond my control right now.
You know what? I go, ooh, your parents saw you doing salvia, knowing that my parents probably saw me doing salvia on the internet.
Oh, yeah. We have a video of you doing salvia. Yeah, yeah.
And shitting in a computer and doing these terrible things. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just thought of this?
The Achy Breaky Heart guys shitting in computers?
No, I'm saying
no, Kyle Thompson.
I winced at the thought of him seeing his daughter do that, but I was like, oh, my parents have definitely seen me do terrible things.
Yeah, a lot of things beyond your control. Your wife's fucking Bret Michaels.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Your daughter's doing drugs and ruining her brand.
He's got an achy, breaky heart, Keith.
Now he does. He can bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time.
He was upset. He didn't know his daughter wasn't listening to Achy, Breaky Heart when she was doing salvia.
Yeah.
That's what should have been playing.
You guys, your vacation's coming up.
Mine and Lauren's.
You're going to Hawaii?
Yes.
Where Lauren was... Were you born in Hawaii?
No, I wasn't born there. I tell people I was born and raised there because I don't really remember that much of California, but I was born in California. I wasn't born in Hawaii.
Your accent's from Hawaii, right?
Well, yeah. You were there since you were six. Like, I was born in Israel, but I was raised here. I've been here since I was four. Like, you know, I'm a New Yorker.
You guys excited?
Yeah, I think... to me, it's like it's not happening yet. And a little nervous to meet the parents, only because I feel like her dad tries to test me, you know?
How do you mean?
He tries to test me.
Yeah, he like pokes at me. Last night I talked to him, and I'm like, oh, the whole time he was testing me.
How are you talking to him?
She was talking to him on the phone, and I said, tell him I say hi. So he goes, let me talk to that bitch.
Yeah.
He says that?
He says that to my mom, too, like, and me. He's okay, a minister. He likes to try to shock people.
Right, this is the minister. That Hindu was trying to tell me, I'm nervous too about meeting the parents. I'm like, get out of here. And she goes, he's a minister. I'm like, I know what kind of minister this guy is. Let me talk to the bitch. I think you don't have a lot of nerves.
He's a joker.
Can
he's
I tell
a
you
joker.
Though? I was telling this to Lauren last night because this
I get
is,
my sense of humor from him.
This is really the truth, okay? This is the first time that I'm meeting parents that their kid is genuinely friends with them, genuinely tells them things. Talks to them like it's her best friend, that kind of stuff. And I feel like it's, you know, in a big way, it's a lot easier to meet parents like yours, Keith, who will talk to me about the weather, who won't be genuinely asking me anything, who I can put on this face. It's very simple. It's like, oh, of course, Mrs. Malley, I'm happy to blah, blah, blah. You know, and of course I'm being genuine, but I'm not just kicking around. You know, I'm doing my 2 days in and getting out. I feel like I have to be on a certain level here, or her dad's going to call me out on it. Like, all right, keep calling me Mr. whatever. You know, like he's going to jab at me if I try to do that. So I do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So you got to be super chill.
I don't know. I don't know.
To be honest, Hamda's not going to have any problems. Like, her and my dad are kind of similar. She can keep up with him, and he can keep up with it. It's going to be fine.
I'm not nervous.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not, like, you know, up at night.
He's kind of a sarcastic joker, a little bit like me, you know, but he's sincere, and he, you know, he has a really good heart.
So he's sincere. Let me talk to that bitch. Should Hamda smoke a big fat bowl before meeting your parents?
I'm not gonna.
They probably will. Just kidding. They don't smoke. I do.
Do you guys have plans in Hawaii? What do you eat? Pig roasts?
Yes. Her mom is having a lot of plans for us, right? Like, your mom is like, oh, I'm going to take you guys to here and there and whatever.
Yeah, she's setting some stuff up for us. But for the most part, we're just going to take it easy. I'm going to show her the island, you know, whatever, where I grew up, where I ditched school.
The idea is we want to run every day,
yeah,
and be on the beach every day and do some stuff with her parents. But generally, she wants to show me, like, where she was raised.
Okay, like, since I met Hamda, like, when we were just buddies, you know, her energy, I'm just like, she would love Maui. I just see fitting in there so well, just with the people and the culture and the vibe and everything. It's just like, you're going to just love it. In fact, she looks like this Hawaiian, okay, this sounds retarded. I don't mean this in a romantic way, but she looks like this Hawaiian goddess. The Hawaiians still believe in gods and goddesses and things like that.
Really?
Some of them, yeah, yeah.
And they're a state.
At least the culture is still very prominent, you know?
They don't want to be a state, am I right?
Not the way to introduce Hawaii to Keith at all.
But there's this one goddess of fire who, you know, initially created the islands called Pele. You should put this up in show notes and pictures because it really fucking looks like her, but...
There's, I disagree, but okay.
She's a soccer player?
Yes, exactly. But there are legends based around this goddess, Pele, with this lava hair, you know, that if you see an old woman hitchhiking on the side of the road at night, it's Pele, and you better pick her up or you're going to have hell to pay. And I'm thinking, like, oh my God, if we were to put her in some white gown and put her on the side of the road on Maui.
These are the plans she has.
People would bug the fuck out. They would be like, oh my God, it's Pele. Like, they would freak the fuck out.
So here's the thing. So we're around her Hawaiian friends, and they start talking about this. Like, let's get Hamda in a white dress, right? And we'll put her in. And they're like, and all her friends start going, oh shit, like, people will really believe it, they'll bug the fuck out, like, maybe they'll crash into something, this is crazy. And then
she was just feeling bad for these assholes on Sober House. Let's see if we can crash cars.
No, this is what they're talking about. Okay, let's, you know, just, they're just, you know, starting to imagine it.
Okay.
And then
she really looks like her.
So they all think I look like her, blah blah blah. So then I go, so yeah, and then so I take it a step further. Yeah, and then what if I, like, go, should I go in the car and whatever? And everyone goes, no, 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 they'll kill you.
Like, sounds like an awesome place.
The whole room comes down and they all look at me like, you better fucking not.
Why are they going to kill
you? Why would
you
get into a car with anyone? That's crazy.
No, they know that once I get in the car, these people are going to understand that I'm just fucking with them, like, right away, and really kill me.
That you're not a god. That you're not a god. Let me tell you something.
I don't know. I think you could play it for a while.
That's the line that Hawaiians draw in the sand. They go, okay, she must be goddess until she gets in my car, then fuck that shit. I'm not stupid. You know, like, that's ridiculous.
Hawaii is so lucky that America's watching over her.
They are.
I hope they know that.
Or Pele, watching over Hawaii.
I'm going on vacation the same time, of course.
Are you going to a tropical warm island?
I checked the weather. It's a little different. But that means fucking.
I'm pretty sure I could fuck in the sun. Thank
you. We're going to Twitter and we're going to see who wins.
Nope. Ooh. I won't be Twittering.
I am. I'm telling you.
No time. No time.
You mean Twitter in Ireland? Do they have that over there?
They have Twitter over there.
Wow. And if by Twitter you mean fuck, then yes, we will.
Are you going to keep score?
Of what?
Who fucks more?
Oh, are you going to tell me?
Sure.
Can we not? Can we just not?
You think it's ruining the beauty?
I don't want to picture it. Not that that's not a beautiful thing. I just mean, like, I have an awful imagination. I imagine every little thing anyone ever tells me. Oh, God. I'm just setting myself up now. All you fuckers listening, fuck you all for what you're about to do to me.
You know what? The top song, best-selling song, best-selling single. Of 2010.
Yeah. Shooting Stars.
Nope.
Justin Bieber, Baby.
But it is, when you say Shooting Stars, a Cat and Our song.
That's stupid ass fucking...
Yeah, you guys both have shitty taste. That's so nice.
This awful shitty song. You know...
One second, Kyle, I'm busy.
Can I just... All right, we get it.
No, before it. Okay.
1 second, Kyle.
Let him have his moment.
He had 5,000 moments with this song. Okay. Isn't this a Hawaiian song or like some guy from? Okay, so listen to this. I knew.
Go ahead, love haters.
When he first
love haters.
We're gonna fuck more. Let him have his moment.
I knew when Keith first started playing this song. I'm like, oh, Kat sent this to him. Let me not say anything. I'm just going to seem like a hater. He's having his little cute moment. He's got stars in his eyes. It's very adorable. Like, obviously, that's not a song that Keith found in his own because he put Pandora on. And it's like, whoa, this you would love this, you know? So I'm like, okay.
That happened a couple times when Keith would listen to the stuff that I knew was so out of his area.
Thank you.
That I would be like this indie stuff that I was just like, there's no way. And it was before I knew that he was dating Kat, before I knew you guys had even broken up, and I was like, how the fuck is he into this? Like, how did you get this? And he'd be like, oh, it's from, you know, this chick from the forums. And I'm like, oh, okay, what the fuck? Why are you listening to it? I could suggest you music and you don't give a shit. But now it makes sense, Mr. In Love, with your shitty, horrible taste. Ugh. That is the worst song. Me and Lauren were in the car the other day, messing with the radio, and that song came on. And
come on.
Oh, my God. No. It's a piece of shit. I'm sorry to sell you down the river and get you in on this, but no, it's such a shitty song.
It's a shitty song. That doesn't mean we don't believe in your love and adoration.
No, yeah.
It's
you know just what? A terrible song.
In all fairness,
it's a shitty song.
Hamda Thing said 90% of the songs in my iPod are shitty.
That is not true. That is not true. You believed that before because you don't want me to reject you. But the other day you were DJing in the car, did I not love at least half the shit?
I will have
whatever.
You know.
Anyway, so, yes, Keith. I'll have you know.
I am the one who gave her the song.
I'm so sure.
I know that I...
Now my rant looks stupid.
The singer to Train was in an excellent Led Zeppelin cover band, so I heard other things he did, and I really liked the song.
What's the band that does that song? Train?
Train. The Train? Great Train.
The Great Train.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I was afraid you would reject me?
Oh,
number two. Here's the number two.
No, you know what? Can I just? I need one more moment of this because the song is so retarded. I just picture going, yeah, she's my soul sister. This is so appropriate for us to love each other too.
So wait, that was the number one song on
iTunes.
I'm
so glad you have a one track mind like me. I believe in you. Like confetti in my duction, and always wanna be your number one.
You know, Keith, we're friends and everything, but that song is pretty douchey.
It's a great song. It's a great song, and you guys don't have love, and I can hear that now.
No, I have spite and anger. That's what I have. So spite and anger.
So do these girls.
Yeah. Spite and anger works.
Or angry lesbians.
What from Lilith Fair do you guys listen to together?
No, I have to admit, I probably have music from Lilith Fair. I wouldn't say that about Lauren, but
actually,
I don't care. I don't care. Our whole relationship, Keith, you made fun of any song I listened to, and I never listened to my music around you. I don't care that you don't like my music.
This is from Kenda and Lauren's Love album, the number two song.
Yeah. What?
Is this whipped cream titty bitch?
This is what they do to me at Big Daddy's. They play this shit
over
and over again. I know every fucking dumb
Lauren
song.
Lauren knows all the shits from your work.
Right? Remember when I was singing in that shit station?
No.
Like a dungeon dragon. The dungeon dragon.
That song, I could see where you would find something in it, because meh,
no.
It's catchy, but it's no. Let me finish.
Okay.
I'm talking about some other people.
I thought we were on the same team with the way they sat on the first
Listen,
song.
But it's so fucking annoying that I don't see even the catchiness catches you. Do you know what I mean?
How could you mock our song like that?
I'm sorry. I don't like you.
Do you guys have a song?
No, I don't think so.
That's sad.
We've written songs.
Oh, yeah, we've written songs to each other.
I'm sad for you girls.
Oh, wait, no. Time After Time is our song.
You know, I don't even have anybody. True. You should be sad for me.
We have, like, a few songs. And we wrote songs for each other.
Okay. Anybody can do that.
Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song. You guys did that one, right? When you played it. Yeah, that was great. That was a really good cover.
Tigs.
Howard Stern is on... is on... Oh, my God. We're going to have such a better time on our vacation.
I'm happy for you.
I'm going to be here, man.
What's that laugh?
I don't know. I don't care what kind of time you're going to have.
It's a spiteful
It's an laugh. Evil, spiteful laugh, right? It absolutely is.
It's like, fuck you, Keith.
It's very strange.
It's not fuck you. It's Keith constantly wants to compare his life to my life. I don't care. Have a better time.
It's spiteful and anger.
Yeah, you're right.
It is a little spiteful. And I love you both.
Thank you.
But
I don't think it's spiteful.
How is it spiteful?
It's not angry. Spite and anger are different things.
How is it spiteful?
No. Maybe it's not spiteful, but it comes from a spiteful place.
Mm-hmm. Where? He keeps going, I'm going to have a better vacation than you.
Yeah.
But he's obviously joking.
But I'm laughing at it.
She's giggling because she thinks it's funny.
You know what? I'm backing off.
I'm not saying you're spiteful. I'm saying what you're doing is what somebody who was spiteful would exactly do.
You know what, Keith? We're going to have such a better vacation than you. Doesn't even okay.
I'm not saying that you're turning into your father.
Oh, my God. I'm only laughing because I read the book.
Do we all hate each other? Secretly?
We're all on shrooms. They just kicked in.
Truffles.
Here's what I was going to say. Howard Stern's on Sirius Radio, and his contract was up. And then it was seemed like a big deal. Is he coming back? And he is. He signed up for another 5 years. Now, if you remember 5 years ago when he signed up, he got $500 million. Now, that means, you know, everybody that's part of that show, but still.
Is that true? Is that everybody's salary?
Yeah. Yeah. It's production cost. It's everything that he's doing. $500 million.
Then they left him to his own devices, and he can do whatever he wanted.
No, but that's a little scary, because for somebody like that to then have, you know, like, let's say, obviously Robin knows what he makes. It's like, and then he decides her salary is a weird thing to have happen. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not feeling bad for the guy. It's a little hard, you know, but.
Well, he signed up again. Supposedly, analysts are saying he makes $400 million for the next 5 years.
Oh, the recession.
Got him. But he's supposed to make the same amount, which is $80 million a year.
So everyone else is getting cut and not him?
No, you
possibly, yes. That's how it has to be. If it's less money, he gets the same, of course.
Yeah, unless there's like somehow $20 million dollars less in overhead somehow a year,
right.
Which I guess could be.
But I could tell this magazine where I'm reading this, they just don't like him. It's like, and he has his pay cut. Like, oh, it's horrible. How horrible. It went from $500 million to $400 million. When all of a sudden $100 million isn't so crazy.
That's so much money.
But I wonder what the negotiations were like. Come on, man. $10 million more and we got a deal. Oh, I already gave you that $20 million. What do you want from me, blood?
Wow, I can't imagine conversations like that.
If you controlled somebody's salary like that?
Or if I had a salary like that, just those numbers, my
you
brain
gotta dream
off.
Big. I gotta imagine it. That's me tomorrow, hopefully. $500 million.
Well, I'm glad we're buds.
Oh yeah, you're getting a cut.
Sweet.
When we're going
I'll smoke you out.
Sweet.
When we're going on our vacations, where mine, of course, will be much, much better.
Of course.
I might go through those body scans, and so I'm gonna report back, see what those are like. I'm interested.
Take some pictures.
Pot of gold.
This is a Baywatch star. This is Donna Derrico. And she's saying she was the great Donna Derrico. Oh. She was my favorite, I think. No joke.
Who I liked her too.
Who is that? Which one is that? The short-haired one, or like she's one of the babes?
She's one of the babes.
Definitely a babe.
She had brown hair.
She was the best one. The brunette. Would she not be a babe?
The brunette. Yeah, she was the best one.
I was just like, but everyone, every guy would go for the blonde and be like, oh, it's all about Pam Anderson. I'm like, No.
Kyle would say that. Yeah. He was six at the
all
time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Well, on the reruns. Yeah. It was syndicated.
Well, here's Donna Derrico complaining.
A TSA agent took me by the elbow and said, please come with me. There'd been a long line. Nobody else had been pulled out of line. And there were a lot of people behind us as well. I said, why am I being pulled aside? And none of them are. And he said, because you caught my eye and they didn't.
Wait a minute. He said, because
then
you caught my eye?
He instructed me and they didn't, motioning to the all the other passengers going through.
Now, Don, in some parts of the country, that's called a bad pickup line. Did you notice any of the others were taking interest in it or saying, all right, well, you know, this one is
only afterwards, Neil, when I was done and he was finished with me and I walked through to where my boyfriend and his business partner were waiting on the other side of security. I turned around to look because my son was still over there. My son had been given this body scan and they were patting him down. And I saw the TSA agent that had taken me aside talking with two other male TSA agents. And they were whispering and looking over at me and smiling and whispering again like, you know, some high school kids or something. And that's when outrage set in because
man, oh man.
That was so unprofessional.
I believe it.
Mom, did you borrow my green shirt?
No, I didn't.
I believe it, too.
Well, you know, that after effect of the whispering makes it sound very legit.
Right. No, they are animals. These TSA agents are animals. I'm talking about how I see them. Their shirts untucked,
a
mess.
At least in New York.
Yeah, a mess. So I'm not...
They're all, like, just ghetto. They live near the airport.
Literally, I was leaving for Seattle, I went in November... They're fucking on their cell phones, and then while I'm showing their ID, cell phone in left hand, my ID in the right hand, looking at my ID, and then talking to somebody else, and just like, this is serious. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you don't catch that I'm sneaking onto the plane?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're looking at your fucking iPhone and talking to your friend about, you know, what you're going to do later that day. It's ridiculous. They're so ghetto. They're so, like... inconsiderate and clueless. Yeah, just idiots, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
This is a email sent out from Bill Clinton, our ex-president, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, okay.
I said what I say.
Clinton.
That's him. He loves him. He loves him. Well, he's trying to get people to donate money to so Hillary Clinton can pay off debt that she racked up when she ran for the Democratic nomination for president.
Instead of giving money to give clean water to people in Africa, we got to help Hillary Clinton.
Right. We're supposed to help. But now, it's kind of what you can... Maybe she can understand. It might be more exciting for people to give you money thinking, all right, I want you to be president. Here's some money. Then it didn't work out. Can you give me money now and pay for the mess we made?
What a spin he's putting
on. Oh, yeah,
us.
That's right. It's the after fact.
Yeah. So here's Bill Clinton. And you know he had to write this letter. God. That Monica Lewinsky was the death of him.
Oh, totally.
Not even worth it. He probably tells himself every day.
Under my thumb.
She was like a six tops. Not even that hot.
Oh, not even.
No.
Dear, it was, you know what? That it was in the Oval Office took it to a six. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. It was only like the danger of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That fat cow.
Oh, come on. I mean, he's like a rock star, is Bill Clinton, throwing a cigar in the pussy.
Yeah.
Hey, who does he think he is? Motley Crue, you know?
The things we don't know about, all the chicks were much hotter, but he got caught on this fucking... Oh, man. No. I feel bad for you, Bill.
Well,
keep playing that sex.
Cute.
Let's keep
she
rocking.
Was cute?
Right? Wasn't she?
If all
cute? She was all right.
Yeah. All women are all right, and she was all right.
If they all eat from the trough, they're all cute.
Oh, she was. She was.
Nah.
It's rough. She rolled into the office and blew him.
I find this degrading.
Here it is. Dear, you know, whoever's on the list. There is nothing I enjoy more, says Bill Clinton, than good conversation with good people.
And a cigar up the pussy.
Right. He took it out of a humidor and put it back in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Every day, my life and work are enriched by the people I meet, and that's why I'm sending you this special invitation. Hillary's campaign is so close to paying off the last of her debt, but she's not there yet. Will you consider helping her in the last phase by making a contribution to her campaign?
Are they still together?
Yeah, kind of.
He must feel like the biggest pussy in the world. She totally talked him into this.
If you enter by Thursday, December 16th, you and a friend will have the chance to fly to New York to spend the day with me. Send pictures, please.
Wait, him and Hillary?
No! Why the fuck do I need to see her? Even now, you have my name because I campaigned for her.
I want to hang out with Bill.
Last year, we flew one of Hillary's biggest supporters to New York to spend a day with me. It was such a good time that I'd like to do it again.
Wait, flew one of Hillary's biggest supporters to spend a day with Bill?
Yes. She's busy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not. I got nothing to do.
Well, he gets to play. You get to watch him play the saxophone. Go to the strip club together.
Click here to circle jerk it.
Click here to make a contribution, and you will not only help pay down Hillary's campaign debt, but also be automatically entered to win a free cigar. Just joking. A free trip for two to meet me in New York.
Keith.
From her advocacy for children and families to her work on health care, to her current commitment representing our nation to the world, Hillary has made a deep and lasting difference for our future. I could not be more proud of her accomplishments and her work. Is that good, honey? Accomplishments said, okay. I know you share my pride in Hillary's achievements. I can't wait to die. I know how much your continued support means to her.
That's smooth. I didn't even catch that. That's great.
That's why I want to offer you this special opportunity. Make a contribution of $5 or more today, and you and your guest could be my guest in New York. Click here to contribute and be automatically entered to win.
If you live in New York, it's not really that big of a trip.
I've had the opportunity to talk to countless people over the course of my work and life, and I hope that I get a chance to meet you, too. Thank you for the wonderful support you've shown to both Hillary and me over the years. We wouldn't be where we are today without friends like you. Sincerely, Bill Clinton, wink face.
What a sad, sexless marriage.
Who knows? Who knows if they're even together?
No. Yeah, it's depressing.
Right. Who knows? Well, she's Secretary of State, but she needs your $5.
He's got cigar sponsors for life.
Right.
Humidor.
Oh, you know, like, he can't even smoke a cigar around her.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, she's tired of the burns.
Yeah. Hey, do you like this blue dress? Oh, right. Fuck you. Right. No blue in the house. Nothing's blue. Everything blue is painted over that night. Oh, my Lord. Let me mention this, by the way. Kyle is starting to work on this. The CATCA Awards for the year. And could the audience help you out working on this year's CATCA Awards?
Yeah, you guys got to help me out because
it's a little overwhelming.
It's a little overwhelming because there's a lot of categories. This last year in Keith and the Girl, which has been my majority of this year, has been my first year being on the show and being hanging out. It's just been such a great, awesome year. I was thinking yesterday, actually, about the Keith and the Girl TVs and how many awesome ones there are. How the hell are we going to choose? But you got to give me all your favorite moments. Look at the categories of last year. Think about your favorite times of the show in the year. Anything that you liked that stood out, and tell me what episode it's in. And if you have it, give me the time, and that'd be awesome. And there's a thread on the forums for that, and it's sticky. It's at the top of the talk shite thread, and it's up there. So yeah, just hit me up with that and tell me everything that you liked about this year, and it'd be very helpful.
It's voting that makes a difference.
Totally, yeah. And it'll be really good. So.
All right, fantastic. Mm. Agenda?
Yes, definitely help Kyle. Also, my ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend designed my current girlfriend's site, and I think that you should visit it.
That's not convoluted.
I'm confused.
That's crazy because my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend's girlfriend just designed my site.
Get out.
Yeah.
Is it laurenhennessy.com?
Yes.
Laurenhennessy.com was designed by Kat, or otherwise known as Catherine, Keith's girlfriend, and it's an incredible site. Very talented, your girlfriend is. In the building of the website department, you guys win.
Thank you.
We spent 2 months on this, and she put up with me a lot.
Oh, she hated you.
Did she?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck. Aww. I don't know. We would have like these conversations, but it was cool because like we get to know each other more.
And you know what, Keith? Now she's going to ask me later if Kat really...
No, like, of course not.
Because, you know...
No, I'm not... No. Kat and I are cool.
No, because you never know because you're asking someone, can you change this annoying thing that I keep asking you about? And I already asked you to change it, but please change it back because you were right because it wasn't cool.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you kind of feel like an asshole, so...
No, of course I'm joking. She loved that.
I'm like, can you make my green shirt red? And she's like, sure, boom. Anyway. If anyone ever needs website development or work done, I highly recommend her. I mean, the site is just beautiful.
Really,
I mean, just don't go to it for me. Like, just go to see her awesome work. Like, it's really nice. LaurenHennessy.com.
Here's what I know about her talent so far. And she is looking to do this work more. Website design. Mm-hmm. And she can format a book.
Yeah.
And she's very fun to work with. And now I understand we're dating.
And patient. Really patient.
Patient doesn't make you feel stupid. And offers suggestions, but doesn't take your project over. Mm-hmm. And so I know that's two things. You don't think they're necessarily related, but she's an architect. She's an artist. She can do she did the formatting to my book, which honestly I think the inside design wise is a piece of art.
It's
I'm not
beautiful.
Joking.
That's great.
And the website. So it's Catherine Lavery, CATHRYN, Lavery, LAVERY, @gmail.com. And hit her up. She'll tell you rates and whatnot if you're into it. That's all.
Yeah, there's also a link on the bottom of Lauren's site. So,
and in my first blog post, I've got her new blog that she just started. She just started like a blog on architecture. And I also have her email there if you want to get in touch with her.
So LaurenHennessy.com, there's a lot of pictures there.
You can hear my music, watch clips from that we made. Me and Brolo did some commercials for you guys for What Do We Do Now?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're all over that shit.
Mm-hmm. You guys really are all over that.
Good.
I like it.
It's awesome.
That's the goal.
But it's really, really beautiful.
And of course, Kyle's website, kylejthompson.com. Check out his music. Check out what he's up to, when he's doing shows and all that.
Kyle is performing for my birthday on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's this Sunday. He's performing with Bridget and the Squares. Such an incredible band. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too. We rehearsed today. We'll be rehearsing again on Sunday,
and then we'll be
there Sunday night. Yeah.
Isn't that so cool? I feel like they're taking my birthday party very seriously.
Yeah, we are. And then our tour kicks off on the 13th of January, and we'll be all up and down the East Coast. And you can check out our dates if you go to my website, which Keith mentioned, kylejthompson.com, or myspace.com/BridgetInTheSquares. It has all the dates on there, and you can see if we're coming to a town near you. So, yeah.
And Chemda's birthday is coming up
again
on Sunday. Well,
awesome.
The whole month is her birthday, but on Sunday it's her big birthday bash. And if you can come down for it, it's the second biggest party of the year, and you really should make it because it's going to be awesome.
Look at Keith's face. Keith's face is like, oh, thank God it's not me now.
Feels nice.
Relief, baby.
Oh,
relief.
Man. Anyway, I just ordered the cake, and it's going to be awesome. At least come for that because it's sweet.
It's got a lot of sugar in it.
It's the top
don't
of the
get
pyramid,
me started
baby.
On sugar.
Bingo, karaoke, woo.
The show today is brought to you by DEMacShop.com. DEMacShop.com fixes Macs. The Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware, just half hour south of Philly. They offer Macintosh hardware upgrades and repairs, advanced networking, data migration, and on or off site training. To learn more, visit Mac Shop's website, DEMacShop.com, or stop by the shop. They don't care how you do it. You need your shit done. Don't be an asshole about it. How's your computer? Can I borrow it? It's broken again. You motherfucker. This place will fix it. It gets me upset. That's all. That's it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
guys.
You.
Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Happy Chemda's birthday.
Happy Chemda's birthday. Yep.
It's so sad that I'm going to have a lesser weekend than Keith and Kat when it's my birthday. Come on, it's
Wait.
Funny.
Why will you have a lesser weekend?
I'm
because
confused.
You guys have better times all the time. So you guys are going to have a better time on Sunday night,
I
even though it's
bitterness.
My birthday.
That was weird, right? It wasn't even the holiday.
Displaced.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Something's going on. I think we have today's poll.
You just gave me a lot of pressure.
All right. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. KeithandTheGirl.com